All right, so let's take up the let's continue in the Gemara. All right, so really there's a very big halachic issue in the sugya about what it means to be that we don't make a taina for somebody, but and it comes out to be a machlokas in the Rishonim that we don't make the taina for the person. But for now, we're going to take up the more philosophical question over here of Mesis and the Nachash. So let's take the Gemara. The Gemara starts with what? From what we were reading the other day. So at the end of the Gemara, it says, the end of that Bryce, it says, by the person who hid the Aiden behind the fence, it says, "Amelo tineu li, amelo mashatani bach." Potev ein toan in lemesis. So the end of that brisa says, "And we don't make a taina for a mesis." What's a mesis? Go ahead. Any favorable claims?
Oh, okay.
In other words, it says that the based in, if someone is mesis chaver levos kochavim, right, he turns his friend to idolatry. So then Rashi says, the Beis Din doesn't give him any tainas of schus. And normally,
even if he's justified?
Even if he's justified. We'll come to that.
Okay,
they don't propose any tainas of schus. The Beis Din won't propose anything.
Elam Kain Toane who?
Right, but if he's Toane, then we'll accept it.
If he, the friend that became...
The Mesis. The guy himself is being accused. As the person is being accused of being a Mesis. So the Beis Din won't look for any ways to save him. They won't propose, well, maybe it was this, maybe it was that.
He says it, but consider it.
That's right. El Omrim, I'm sorry, I lost what? El Im Kain To'anahu. So it's not that there is no taina for a Mesis, but it's procedurally, we do not offer him any benefits of the doubt. If he says something, we'll listen to it, we'll accept it. But we don't propose on our own possibilities. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, Mesis Mandoch Hashemei. Who said anything about a Mesis? The whole Brisa was talking about Mona Libio Decha, and then Velo Od, Elafibu Hichmin Lo Edim, Achoria Geder. And then at the end of the Brisa, it says Vein Tolan the Mesis. So that's a very common expression when you have something that seems like it's a non sequitur, as they say. Doesn't follow. Something just doesn't follow. So the Gemara says, Mesis Mandoch Hashemei. Who mentioned Mesis as saying a point about Mesis over here? Go ahead. So what the Brisa really says is like this. Filu hichmin achuria edem achuria gedev amalo mon libi decha amalo hein ritzo necho shetoda bifona bifnei ploni ploni amalo misyori anishem tachmin ladin lamachar amar lo tneu li. Okay, so amar lo tneu li, if he says to him, give it to me the next day, amar lo mashta anibach. So he says to him, so that was now what happens? He brings him into Beis Din the next day and he says, give it to me like you said in front of these Edom. Surprise, I had these Edom hidden. So now give it to me. You said you owed me the money. Give me the money. So what does the guy say back? I was jesting with you, right? I was in jest. So what is, just joshing you. So what is that, halachically speaking? What do we call that response? That's his taina back, okay? Now, it's very important to realize how din works, okay? Din works on two systems, two levels. There's taina and then there's raya. But taina is very important, okay? Taina means the guy's claim. So there are different rules about what claims will accept, and there are rules about which rayas will accept, okay? But basically, he's saying like this. The guy comes in, the malva, the creditor, comes in and he makes a tie and he says, you owe me money. And he has my raya, these edim who heard you say the hodah, right? Now, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, if the lova, if the nit'an offers a counterclaim, what's his counterclaim? Joshing, I was just joking, then we accept it. Okay? But im lo ton, ain ton in lo. But if he doesn't say he was joking, then we don't say to him, you were probably just joking, right? So then, lemaisa, what does that mean? It means, say, if the guy comes into Beis Din tomorrow, and he brings his two edim, and he says, they heard you admit to me that you owed me money, and he doesn't have any response, then Beis Din will make him pay. Okay? So it's very important piece of this puzzle. There are a few pieces to this puzzle before we can really get a good, complete picture of it. We have to get all the pieces. So up till now, we've been only dealing with the case of what a hodah is when it's an absolute, definitive statement of chiyuv, right? And that's if you say atem edai or whatever. Those are all those other questions. But if it's not the complete statement that's a definitive hodah, it doesn't mean it has no value. Okay, then we see what the person responds to the accusation. We see what the Baal Din's response is. Okay, so that's if he makes the taina, then he can undermine the other guy's raya. But if he doesn't make the taina, I was just joking, then his raya stands. Right. It's like in any case. It's like in any case of taina. We always have to listen to the two sides, and each person's taina could have an effect on how we judge things. Okay? So anyway, so the Gemara is saying, the Braisa is saying, it's chesui mechza vachigtani. It means to say that the taina of Meshatani Bach is a taina that the nitan has the right to make. But if he doesn't make that taina, we don't employ it for him. Let's take a look at Rashi, though. Rashi is a little difficult. Vim lo to'an. Right, so if he doesn't make the taina, I was joking, Rashi, when I admitted to you yesterday, if he does not make that taina, El Omar.
Lo etain lach. Hava edim.
That's right. If he says, notice he doesn't say, I was joking when I said that yesterday. He just says, he doesn't say anything about the admission. He just says, I'm not giving you any money. Bring edim that you lent me money. Okay? In other words, he just challenges the guy to prove it. So apparently Rashi's learning at this point it's just taina. The guy didn't even bring the edim yet. He just comes into the base and then makes the claim. Right? And then the guy's counterclaim is, prove it.
He's not saying
prove it.
Bring edim.
Right, he says, "Have edim shehelvisoli, bring edim that you lent to me." Right. Right. So Rashi says, when he brings in those edim, right, we don't make the taina for the guy. We say, well, now that we have the witnesses that you admitted, pay up. So Rashi's a little, it's interesting. Rashi sounds like he lost his right to make that claim.
So what, I was joking?
Yeah.
I mean, if you say that claim?
That's what it sounds like Rashi's saying. It sounds like Rashi's saying that you had a chance to admit to the Edim, admit to the fact that they were Edim, and qualify them admit to the Hodah and qualify it as a joke. But if you simply deny the Hodah, and then he proves that it was made, then you're stuck. We'll have to see. It's a little bit complicated what that means. But for now, it's enough for us to understand that what is it saying basically? Halachically, what does it sound like? What does it mean? It means to say that bringing in the Edim, even if the person did not say Atem Edai, right, it doesn't mean that they're not Edim. It doesn't mean that they have no value. Right? Now, when we say that it's not a hodah unless you say atem edai, it doesn't mean that it has no probative value. It just means that we have to see how you react to it. Right? If it's atem edai, then that's a definitive hoda, and you can't deny it anymore, right? But if you made the hoda derech sicha, whatever it is, so it's just unclear to us. It's just not clear to us what it was. So then we wait and we see your taina back to it, right? Fine? Okay. Go ahead. So that's how it opens up the conversation of taina. It was by this case of hichmin lo edim, or the, all these cases of edus where it doesn't say atem edai. So we say ein toan im lo toan ein toan lo. We don't help him out. Go ahead. Ubedin nefashos.
Ubedin nefashos. Alpha gav dulo toan toan lo.
That's right. So, but by dine nefashos, Rashi
brings it up for him.
Knows it, right. By dine nefashos, if a person has a taina zechus, Rashi says, but he doesn't know how to make the taina. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what the rules are on base, and he doesn't know what would necessarily be a zechus for him. So we make the taina, because there's a mitzvah of hatzala. There's a mitzvah of lahatzil. Okay. Go ahead. V'ein ton in l'mesis. But we don't make a taina for a mesis. Okay. But the question is like this. The question is like this. If taina means the guy would be potter, what does it mean by taina? We have to understand what we mean by taina. Okay? If by taina we mean questions about whether the person actually did it or not, then it's circular. Right? In other words, the crime. Right? If taina is about whether or not he did the crime, then what does it mean, ein ton in lemesis? We don't know if he's a mesis. Right? We don't know if he's a mesis. Right? It can't mean that any accusation of a mesis is accepted. Yeah. Just flat out.
You can make a lot of mesis.
Right? So that's what you have to understand. These things are halachic. It doesn't seem like it's a question of whether he did it or not. It's a question of whether there's a way halachically that we can say he will be patur min hadin. In other words, there are a lot of cases in halacha where we know the guy might have done it, right? But we can't employ, we can't give him an onesh. Because of a detail of halacha, but it's not a question of whether he did it or not.
So here, there's no question that I did it.
So when they're talking about ein ton and lemesis, it only means after it's clear to them that he actually did it, are there any mitigating circumstances that would prevent him from getting the onesh of being a mesis? Okay. So he's saying for mesis, so by a regular dinei nefashos, there's a mitzvah of trying to save the person, trying to think up reasons why he shouldn't be killed. For instance, the Gemara says maybe you can make the claim that the person, someone stabbed someone in the chest, so maybe you'll make the claim, maybe he had a little hole in his heart and the knife went right through that hole. So maybe he was really a trefa. It's not a question of whether he plunged the knife into the guy's heart or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a question, can we get him off on some technicality?
Yeah.
So in dinei nefashos, there's a mitzvah of hatzalah. But by mesis, there's not. So why not? Go ahead. Okay. So the Gemara says, why is mesis different? So he says, from Pirkei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that I learned it from because it says in the pasuk, lo sachmo v'lo sechase alav. This is a special din not to try to save the mesis. Okay, go ahead. This is an amazing Gemara. Okay, this is a fascinating Gemara, but it presents a bit of a difficulty. How do you know? So, okay, so one way is fine. Get it from a pasuk. Good.
How do you know you don't help the mesis?
How do you know you don't help the Mesas? You can learn it from the original Nachash.
Yeah.
How? Go ahead. Got your attention, Gil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Simlai.
Harbe Tainos Hayelol Nachash. Liton V'lo To'an. Apparently, he got a case of mutism over there. He had a lot of good tainas to make. If he had a good lawyer, if he had a good lawyer, he would have had a lot of good tainas to make. But he didn't make the tainas. And what? So why didn't God help him out? Lefish lo ta'an hu. That's it. Go ahead, Rashi. Lefish lo ta'an nachash lo ta'an HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shvilo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mashal is the Beis Din, right? And we see that even though there were good tainas available for the nachash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not towing for him. So you see from that we're not towing for a mesis. Because the Nachash was the Mesis. So let's see. So what kind of taina could he have made? Gemara says. Go ahead.
So my hava lay with Maymar.
So what could the Nachash have said?
Divrei Harav u Divrei Talmud.
Divrei Mishaman.
Divrei Mishaman.
He could have said, look, you want to punish me for Chava's sin. Who should she have listened to? Divrei Harav or Divrei Talmud?
You told her not to eat.
I told her to eat. So it's my fault. She should have listened to you, not to me. So why is that my fault? Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoman. Divrei Harav Shoman.
Can't any misses speak like that?
Ah. I see you didn't prepare today. So, take a look at Tosos. Tosos says, can't any Mesis make that claim? Go ahead. But also, Taina, stop. Don't look at the answer. In other words, so Tosos says, why can't any Mesis make this claim?
Because we're punishing even an unsuccessful mesis.
That's right. We're punishing him for the mitzvah of mesis. But by the nachash, there was no mitzvah. There was no iser mesis.
Oh, so he was being punished for the fact that he got Chava to do it.
He was being punished for the fact that he got her to do it. Mm-hmm. So then he can have the claim, I didn't get her to do it. It was her own bad choice that got her to do it. Right? But a regular mesis, that itself is an isser to try. Did he try? Yes, that's what he's being punished for. Take a look at those.
So the Nachash can't say
that either. The Nachash could say,
because that didn't exist yet.
The mitzvah didn't exist. The mitzvah of Mesis didn't exist yet. So the mitzvah is low, so I say.
Okay.
So, the isser.
Everything,
right. Tariag mitzvahs, we say. Yeah, go ahead. Chaim, continue. Okay, so he says, by the Nachash, it's Dafka, the Nachash could have made this claim. The last guy who could have made this claim was the Nachash. And he didn't. So, why? Because he wasn't commanded Shalo Lahasit. He wasn't commanded not to engage in trying to proselytize for the Avodah Zarah. Velo nenash elefisha bo'oso takola al yodo. What was his onesh for? Because harm came through him. Okay, the gears are turning. Hold on. Oval mesis shenitstavish lo lahasit nimsa kishimasit over. In other words, that you gotta differentiate. What is the Nachash being punished for? He's not being punished for the mice of trying. He's being punished because of results. That he got her to do something. So then he could have made the claim, Divrei Harav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoman. But now that we have the mitzvah, you're not being punished. The person is not being punished because he got someone to do something. He's being punished because he did the mice of Mesis. And for that, he can't use the Taina, Devar of Devar Talmud. Okay? But now, it begs a more important question. It brings up a much more important question. Even before that. So if it's a good Taina, just because the Nachash didn't make it, why is it fair to punish him?
I was saying, but I was thinking and saying, you said that he got punished for the...
In other words, the Gemara is now... See, up till now, I didn't have a problem with the idea of imhu lo ta'an ein ta'an lo. Because it's a technicalities. It's technicalities in din. I say, in din in nefashos, we're sure the person did it, and now there's a question of onesh. Okay, so it's a technical system of onshim in dinei nefashos. So the Beis Din basically has to go with the information that they have at hand, and they don't have an obligation to try to dig in and really try to find a possible way, a technicality to absolve the guy. If he offers it, they have to accept it because it's within the technical system of din. But once you're going to go to the story of the Nachash, that sounds like absolute justice. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be operating on absolute justice. Right? And if in the realm of absolute justice, the fact that somebody listened to Divrei Rava, if in the realm of absolute justice, the Taina of Divrei Rava, Divrei Talmud makes sense to break the connection between the Nachash and the result, so whether he claimed it or not, it should be irrelevant. It's true because he claimed it, and it's not true if he didn't claim it.
I mean, that's not a technicality there also.
Because there's no real mitzvah over there. We're not talking about a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Talking about takala basa al yado.
You're also talking about a judge who knows everything about the case.
That's right.
If there was really a good claim to make.
Okay. Like... Well, the point is,
now if you're saying he's not a Mesis.
Question. I thought you were asking a different one. No, the whole thing is different. By Akarish Baruch Hu and the Nachash. So it's not like there's something that Akarish Baruch Hu might overlook and needs the Nachash to remind him of it. And if Nachash doesn't remind him, he doesn't have the obligation to dig deeper into it. That's totally plausible. It's not a possible way of looking at things. I can understand by Beis Din you can say that, but by the Nachash it's hard to understand. What does it mean? Is that a good Taina or is it not a good Taina? If it's a good Taina, why does it depend on the Nachash having made it? That's the question. Really, she was involved. By the way, it's interesting. Why is the Nachash Mesis is Avodah Zarah? Right, but was that this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, so really, by the Nachash, it really also was like a type of an avodah zarah, right? Because he was telling her she'll be like a god when she eats it, right? So he was. It does seem he was trying to go into that part of her fantasy, But the point is, the Gemara says, I can prove to you from Nachash that we don't look for a zechus for a mesis. Why? Because the Nachash had a lot of good tainas that he could have made, and he didn't make them. And so why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the tainas for him? So you see, we don't make a taina for our mesis. Since there were tainas, but God didn't use any of them to potter him in the din, so you see that's the way we should behave by a mesis, that even if there are good tainas, we shouldn't look for them in din. Okay, but we do say, like Rashi says, by a mesis, even though we don't look for the tainas, if he proposes a taina, we'll accept it. Okay, so that sounds like by the Nachash too. If he would have proposed the taina, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had to accept it. Okay. But the question is, how does that make any sense? By din of Basar Vadam, so you'll say, man is limited, and he doesn't have an obligation to dig deeper and to really work out and think it through. But if the guy offers him a taina, he has to accept it, because in the technicalities of din, there are certain ways you can get a person off. Maybe he could say, with the edim, could they see each other? Like a lot of different technical things that don't have to do with whether we really think the person did it or not, but you simply can't punish him unless they're fulfilled. So maybe there's a taina that we didn't think about. But the din of the nachash seems to be, that's the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should be absolute justice. So if the excuse that she shouldn't have listened to me because she should have listened to you is an excuse that would absolve the nachash from culpability, because we're saying now, it would seem we're saying, if he would have made it, then God would have had to accept it. By the way, if you don't say that, right, then that means there were no good tainas. So you have to say that would have been good, right? Yeah, right? Because you have to say that if the nachash made the taina in this derech mashal, then it would have been accepted, because that's what it means that there are good tainas. Right, so it comes out now that we're saying that in the justice of God, which should just be absolute justice, there could be tainas that if the person would make, would be accepted. But if the person doesn't make, they're ignored. But why is that? Why should that be? Why should that be? If the taina that she shouldn't have listened to me and that's why it's not my fault is a good taina, then what's the difference if the nachash makes it or not? Isn't that true? Doesn't that just mean it's true? Is it true if you say it and not true if you don't say it?
You're asking, like, what's the difference of saying it or not saying it?
Exactly. What's the difference of saying it or not saying it? How could you say in this in the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if he would have said it, he would have accepted. So that doesn't that mean that means that's justice? Oh, so if he didn't say it, so then how could God punish him for doing it? Because he wasn't smart enough to come up with that title? That's not what justice should be dependent on. Justice should be dependent on, like Tosa says, can we say Bosa Takala al Yado? Can we say that you were responsible for the Takala? Okay. So is Divrei Arava, Divrei Talmud a way to break a person from the effect? Does that mean that he's broken off from the effect because she had to use her own Bechira to decide not to listen to God? Apparently, yes, because if the Nachash would have made that taina, then we would have said, then God would have said, you're potter. So if that's true, if Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishom, and Divrei Rav is a reality, and it means that we can't say now that the Nachash really caused the takala, so what's the difference if the Nachash made the claim or not? It should just be objectively, it's not his fault. How do you have this whole idea of there was a taina, but God didn't make it for him? That I can understand in the technicalities of the system of based and employing din, because there are technicalities. But in the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't seem like that should play a role. That should just be justice. Was it just to hold him accountable? Not just to hold him accountable. Because he comes up with a taina that makes it unjust, and if he doesn't come up with a taina that makes it just. It's like people say in America, if you can afford to pay for a good lawyer, you get a different justice than if you can't. So let me think. I was thinking of different approach. That the question is, what is the justice really, right? What is the justice? Does the justice change? Does the fact that the nachash was a cause or not a cause change based on his taina? That doesn't seem to make sense.
In her decision.
I mean, isn't that a bad defense? I mean, that's actually what he was trying to do. I mean, that is certainly what he was trying to do. He's trying to get her to do that. And then just going to say, well, she shouldn't listen to me, but you thought she should have listened to you. That's what you were trying to do. I mean, the whole thing is.
We're saying that, like, really punished for.
So I would just try to approach it like this. In other words, the claim doesn't change the facts, right? The claim doesn't change the facts. The facts are that he tried and he succeeded in seducing her to be over the Isser. Right, he knew how to get her to, he knew how to seduce her. But he was successful in doing that. He was successful in doing that. And it's true, if she was stronger, she would have resisted. Those are both true. Okay. So if he made the claim that, well, why would that change the facts? Still would have been that the takala came by him. Let me just try to grope around here and give you a basic approach that I'm trying to work on over here. Okay, and that is like this. It's a question of the onesh. It is a question of the onesh. And it is something that we can find some idea that we can extrapolate from. And that is that the Gemara seems to be saying that although the Nachash, in terms of the reality it doesn't change. And really, he did play a major role in causing her to sin. And that itself is a very severe action, worthy of punishment. Yes. Result, that's the problem. In other words, like this. What does it mean if he would have made a taina, God wouldn't have punished him? Because in implementing din, in implementing the onesh, unless the person accepts the din and recognizes the din as true, apparently he would not be punished. If in his framework he can express an idea that the punishment is unfair, and there is no answer to that, then God will not implement the punishment. In other words, there has to be an idea where the person is matzdik the din. He has to recognize and accept the validity of the din. If he expresses an idea that to him he still sees that the din is not just, then personally it's not fitted. He's not roy for that din. In other words, there's two questions. There's what did he do? Nothing was changed from what he did. And now the only question is there an onus that can be implemented? So the Gemara seems to be learning that if there's a rational argument for the din not being implemented, for the onesh to not be implemented, then it would be an injustice to the person, a personal injustice, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be ma'anish him. And that just goes from the person's framework. He has to be matzdik the din. The din has to be accepted by the person and recognized incontrovertibly that it was that what he did was wrong. But if there's a rational basis where he can say this onesh is not fair to me, then it would be it would not be implemented.
That's right.
And because the truth is, the takala only partially came through him. He played a role in it, but part of it was that she was weak. So for the nachash, if the nachash accepts it, and if the nachash makes the claim that this is unfair for me to be punished for her weakness, then apparently the Gemara is saying the onus would not be implemented. But when he recognizes, if he accepts that din and he has no excuse, and he recognizes and he admits to the injustice of what he did, then the onus is fitting. Similar to what you're saying. The first part, that's an important point, I think. Now, so Yonah's adding over here that it's because the onesh is really part of education. So if he recognizes his error, then the onesh is an implementation of that. But if he still has an idea that that is valid of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, then it's not roy to give the onesh. Then the onesh is not an implementation of an idea of justice. How would you get him to learn that idea? I don't know. And the reason why it's why Mesis is the worst is the reason why we're not talking for the Mesis, he's considered the most detrimental, the most evil, to deny somebody their the proper ideas of God and to fool them in that regard. That's the most severe. That's the worst possible harm that a person could do to somebody else. So on that person, there's absolutely no rachmanis. But the point I'm trying to make is being malamed, making a taina is really comes derech the din of hatzala is really a din of rachman to try to be matzil him from the din. Really, when he does the maisa, the chiyuv of the onesh is there. But taina means that there is a system of rachamim that we can look for ways of being matzil from. It's called vihitzilu ha'eda. What does it mean, vihitzilu? It means that when he does the maisa and it's proven that it was done with edim, then the din misa is really on him. It's a hatzala from the din misa. Right? It's a hatzala from the din misa. He's under the din misa right now. So that's rachmanas, we say. This is the din of rachmanas. That on a regular chait, we say, okay, the person, like you were saying, he was hungry, he stole from the cookie jar, whatever it is, he was in a fit of rage, he killed somebody. We try to find midas harachamim, to try to be malame the zechus on why he's not deserving of the full onesh. But mesis is something where there's nothing that the person gains other than destroying another person's life.
You can't say, like, I was in a really bad emotional state and just wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, misery loves
something.
No. I mean, he has a taina, because you see,
So on that, but those are technical things. But the point is, we don't look for any rachmanas on, by a mesis. Because of two things. Because it's so, what he did is so evil. And the nature of the thing is that it's the nature of the chait is no, is the harm is so bad, and the nature of the chait is really purely just lahachas. It's purely lahachas.
Lahachas is all.
Just dafka for the harm, just for the pleasure of causing that harm.
No gain for him.
No gain for him. Murder is a lot of gain for certain situations.
But I wonder though, because for example, if he's an idolatrous,
and it's not something you can do in a fit of rage. You have to understand. You have to think it out. You have to plan it out.
Meditate.
You have to meditate. You have premeditated. It's not like a thing. You say, "Well, was it a passion? I came in and I saw the guy with, whatever, and I killed him."